Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Meredith Spott discusses long-term care insurance with expert Jesse Sloan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. Thanks for joining us. Today's an important topic. We hear this all the time from our prospects, from our clients. It's a scary topic, especially when you work so hard for your assets and you want to get it down and make sure it goes to their family. But then they realize, oh no, what if I have dementia like my mom did? Or what if I have a stroke and now all of a sudden I'm home and homebound and someone has to take care of me? What if, there's a car accident, you're in a coma? These are all reasons that people would need more of a care that's 24 hours or even, mostly 24 hours. And I have
actually, I'll let you introduce me and I'll tell you, it's rarely 24 hours.
Yeah.
So only in rare circumstances.
Yeah, we have a special guest today. Jesse Sloan has been kind enough to join us today, and he has the expertise to give us some really good information. So I'm really excited. And so, Jesse, why don't you introduce yourself and then kind of give us an understanding of what you do?
Well, so my name is Jesse Sloan. I am director of the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. We're an industry organization. We do not sell long-term care insurance, but my role is to advocate, educate. We have an incredible website with a lot of information for consumers to read and really better understand, because you're right, it is a complex topic, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but there are a tremendous number of misperceptions about who needs it, why they need it, does it pay, what are your options, how much does it cost, and when do you have to start the process? So, it's my goal here is to help sort of give a quick overview to your folks, not to make their eyes glaze over, but help them really understand why this is so important. So I appreciate the opportunity to share.
Yeah, thank you. That's great. So I think when people come to me, they think automatically like, oh my gosh, I have to get on Medicaid in order for me to get this type of care. And then they realize they can't qualify for Medicaid. It's very difficult. So I always share in my seminars and even in initial consultations that there's this wonderful way to pay for it in a different, more different than traditional long-term care insurance. So you want to share a little bit about what the options are out there?
Yeah, let's sort of take a step back, if that would be okay.
That'd be great.
So first, really, what is long-term care? Who needs it? Why is this an important topic? So it's not important for everybody, but if you live a long life, and a lot of us will, hope to and do, if you live a long life into your 80s, your 90s, and my mom is still alive, kicking, walking several blocks every day, and she is turning 97. So a lot of us will make it into our hundreds. When you live a long life, the consequence of living a long life is often the need for care. Care generally to do what are called activities of daily living. So you're still alive and you're living in your own home, but you can't necessarily dress yourself. You can't walk to the supermarket to get food. You may have terrible arthritis and not be able to get dressed in the morning or get onto a toilet. Those are all very common conditions. That's what's called long-term care. It is not covered by Medicare or your health insurance. So what happens when you need long-term care? And again, this is in your own home. We're not talking, people associate this incorrectly with going into a nursing home. You only go into a nursing home when you have the worst of all circumstances. Yeah. And even if you have dementia or Alzheimer's, you want to get cared for in your own home, not in a nursing home. We just went through COVID. We read all the stories about all the deaths, all the tragedies. If you've worked and saved your whole life, you want to stay home. So what happens when you stay home? Well, a couple of things. First, if you need care, you're going to have to pay for it yourself. out of your own savings and assets. And when that happens, a lot of us, you know, my grandmother used to talk, and she goes, as you get older, when you come into the world, you as a baby, you come in with clenched fists. And when you leave the world, you go out with clenched fists.
That's
so
funny.
People don't want to spend the money. Or if you have a married couple, the husband, who's generally older, might need care. And the wife says, look, you know, husband's 85. Wife is 82. You know, she can't lift him out of bed and put him on a toilet. And he's like, well, we need some care. Go find out what it costs. Well, wife comes back knowing that an hourly, even as I said, my mom was talking to a care worker. And when she was told that a care worker would come to her house a couple of hours a day, it was $25 an hour. Her head started to spin because you know, that's
$100.
It adds up. And even though she can afford it and she can do it. So long-term care insurance is one of the options. Couple of things. Why get it? First, because you want to be able to stay in your own home.
Yes.
And two-thirds of all long-term care insurance benefits pays for care in your own home. Not in a skilled nursing home, not in assisted living. It enables, it's what I call nursing home avoidance insurance.
Uh-huh.
So it pays for care in your own home. Uh-huh. It gives you more options. It gives you faster access. So let's use my mom again. If she needed care and her long-term care insurance policy would pay maybe only $100 a day, well, the conversation would be very different. Not like, oh, I can wait to get this care. It would be my insurance policy provides $100 a day. That's 4 hours of care. Let's get some help in there. Yeah. Those are the reasons, because you're going to live a long life. You want to stay in your own home. Medicare is not an option. Medicaid is not an option unless you're totally impoverished. And so long-term care insurance is something to look at. But before we start going deeper into the options, here's the caveat. You know, you can't buy homeowners insurance after your house burnt down.
Yeah.
We all understand that. It would be nice, you know, you call the insurance company and say, hey, sell me some of that homeowners insurance. And they go, great, it's $1,000 a year. And you say, that's terrific. Sign here, I'm writing you a check. And oh, by the way, my house just burnt down. I expect you to rebuild it. Yeah. So, you know, insurance doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You have to start looking at long-term care insurance generally in your 50s, definitely before you qualify for Medicare. And here's why. Although I have a boyish charm, I'm 69. I love my Medicare. And so do most seniors. You know, we all argue whether we want socialized medicine or not. But boy, do we love Medicare. Why? Because it pays for so much, including lots of health exams. Well, when you get those health exams, your doctor is going to find things. You know, they're going to put you on this prescription medicine will keep you alive till 90, and that's a good thing. But when the long-term care insurance companies get access to your medical reports, and they will, they're going to see all of those things, and they're going to decline coverage. They're not going to give you this insurance protection. They really want healthier people. So you've got to start looking at it in your mid-50s. What I always say the sweet spot is 55 to 65. So that's sort of the quick overview, why you need it, how you could use it, and when you have to start looking at it. So now let's go into deeper. What are the options?
Mm-hmm. That's great. And that's so true. The whole thing that people has this misunderstanding. Most people tell me, I want to stay home. I definitely don't want to go into a nursing home. And then they hear all the costs of nursing homes is kind of a, you know, you're eye popping.
most of us will, you go into a nursing home if you have for what I would call a short-term stay, which by the way, is very rarely covered by long-term care insurance. That is almost always covered by Medicare. So you break a hip, you get a hip replacement. The hospital part of Medicare pays for just a couple of days, and then they put you into basically rehab in a nursing home, might be 20 days. Usually that's at most. Today, when you get a hip replacement, if you look, you're back home walking within a couple of days. So most people who go into a nursing home are there because they're impoverished. They're on Medicaid. Yeah. People who have your clients who are saving, who are prudent, they are very rarely going to go into a nursing home, only under the very worst circumstances. So they're going to want care in their own home or an assisted living community.
Right. But I will, you know, give you a little backlash on that, because I think what's hard is that middle ground. So certainly if you have accumulated a couple million dollars and up, you have that luxury of paying for care at home, right? Generally. You also have the impoverished. They can get on Medicaid sooner rather than later than most people. It's that middle ground, which is most people in my database have maybe saved up between $500,000 to $1 million. And if one of the couple has to go into a nursing home at $100,000 a year, it's gone. Those savings are gone. Yeah. And the second person is not able to have any money. So what I'm saying, my point is, when people come to a lawyer, they're like, how do I hide my money? How do I get on Medicaid sooner rather than later? There are options. It depends on the health of the people, of the couple or the single person. And it depends on their assets and their income. So all of that is in.
I totally agree. And most of your folks are coming at a point where they're reaching, they have the need, and they're looking and they're saying, okay, I have this need and I already know what the options are. And worst case scenario, it may involve a nursing home, and it could, where the costs are going to be high. So absolutely. Unfortunately, for those people at that point, long-term care insurance is off the table.
Understood. So that's where, you know, where exactly everything I said agree. Today is really important for people to hear in their 50s, early 60s. And this information is so important for my clients, because they're asking me, well, what if I have to go in? And I'm like, well, we're not doing Medicaid planning right now because you're only 58. But definitely talk to this person about long-term care options. There are so many different ways to take care of this cost, not just straightforward long-term care insurance, which to me is like car insurance. You use it and lose it, right? You pay every year, no car accidents, nothing, it's gone, right? So I know there's a lot of hybrid types of policies, and that's one of the things that, again, I don't sell this stuff, so I don't know all the ins and outs, but I just know about them.
So, no, you're absolutely right. I refer to this type of insurance as a reverse lottery. With the lottery, you know, the prize is big, and then a lot of us all want to buy a ticket, and we all spend a dollar, and very few of us win. You know, one person here, one person there. We've all heard a story, but it isn't us. Long-term care insurance and a lot of insurance products are the reverse lottery. You spend your dollar, but in this particular case, I always tell people, you actually hope not to win. People think for whatever reason, you know, nobody buys car insurance and says, boy, I got this insurance. Can't wait to total my car or can't wait for my house to burn down. But for some reason, with long-term care insurance, there is this connection that this is a financial product or an investment. It's not. No. There's two types of long-term care insurance. And I'll give you a sort of a quick overview, again, not to make people's eyes glaze over, but they can go to the association's website and see prices and see costs and really get this deeper. But so you have traditional. That's always been the mainstay of the industry. That's a health-based product. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's you buy insurance. The more coverage, the more benefits you buy. I like to use pictures in people's minds. So imagine a swimming pool. It's a swimming pool and you got a spigot. And you turn on the spigot to fill the swimming pool instead of with water, but with dollar bills. The more dollar bills you want in the swimming pool, the more premium you're going to pay. Just like if you were filling your bigger swimming pool with more water, you'd pay more of a higher water bill. When you need qualifying care, now you're going to start to drain those dollars out of the pool. And people look and say, oh, do I have a 3-year policy or a 2-year or a 5-year? Those are misleading. All of those are how much water and dollars you're putting in the swimming pool. And then as you're taking it out, it's how many dollars are you taking out? And the policy lasts until the dollars run out. The facts on those is that anywhere from, you read a lot of misinformation about how many people will need long-term care, and a lot of those mislead the public. So I just look at people who buy the insurance. Mm-hmm. How many of them actually are going to use their policy? And actually between a third and about half who actually buy this coverage use the policy. Okay. So, you know, it is actually much higher than most people assume. Now, many people just get a small benefit. Some people get a much larger benefit. Then there are these linked benefit products, which are basically typically life insurance policies. One is an annuity, but they're life insurance policies that enable you to, you've got one of two results. Either you're going to die, which everybody does, and then the life insurance policy pays a benefit to heirs, mm-hmm. or you're going to need long-term care. If you need long-term care, it's going to draw down on your policy. So it's not like you get both. If you need long-term care, you're using your own money, your own life insurance benefit to pay for that long-term care. Why do people like it? Why don't they like it? They like it because there's this mindset of, if I didn't use that traditional policy, I wasted all of that money, as if you wasted all the money on your car insurance or your home insurance because it never burnt down. But I understand we have to accept that mindset. The linked benefit products, if you don't use it, you don't get a benefit, but your heirs do. And that's at least something. The downside of those linked benefits are that they cost more. It's not like the insurance companies had this, wonderful epiphany of like, wow, we figured out how to give away, how to do long-term care insurance and give away free life insurance. Mm-hmm. So if you compare equal benefits, more or less, those life insurance policies are much higher because they're providing a life benefit. And by the way, you could get your money back on a traditional policy. There are return of premium options. Nobody would ever do it. They don't want to spend the money. So you have both of those options. Is one better than the other? No. I mean, they're different.
They're different.
You know, who are you? Just like there's different financial. There are people who just invest in CDs because they're very conservative. And there are people who invest in stock funds because they want to be more aggressive. So,
right.
But you have both of those options.
Yeah. And I think what you're saying with the, the lottery ticket, I think with traditional long-term care, it's possible. Let's just say you pay for it, you sign up, and in a year you have a major stroke. Right. And then you're able to, you need to use it. Right. But the likelihood is you're going to buy it in your 50s. You might not need this care until late 70s, 80s, and then you had paid into the system, right? So,
yeah,
both have good and bad on it. If you buy
a traditional policy and you have a stroke the next year, the insurance company will hate you.
It's just like a
happened.
Policy and a young guy dies by,
Yeah, it does happen, but people shouldn't think that way.
No, I'm not talking.
Right. The reason to, because then I always say that puts people in the wrong mindset. That puts people into, who do I know that 60 that had a stroke?
Yeah.
Most of us are going to need it because thanks to modern medicine, this COVID age has made us very much aware that it's a different world. And actually, for the first time, longevity in the United States dropped. Yeah. But at some point, we're going to be beyond COVID and back to what we'll call normal. And in normal life, medicine and medical care and emergency care is going to enable us to live longer lives. So if you go to a doctor regularly, if you eat properly, if you are checking your height and weight, you know, and if you, you know, if that's who you are, the good news is you probably will make it into your 80s and 90s. And then, you know, and won't just drop dead overnight. You will slowly deteriorate and need long-term care. If you're unhealthy, you know, the insurance companies, you know, on the traditional side sort of know that. That's why they do not give you benefits, because they know that you're going to start needing care much earlier.
Tell us about that underwriting process. What is needed when you go through that, and what types of things will probably deny you of getting that traditional long-term care?
Height and weight. If you are actually too light, I should have such problems. or if you're too heavy. So there are height and weight build charts. If you take medications for what I'll call common conditions, like after 60, almost everybody is on blood pressure, cholesterol. Those types of medications, there, that's fine. That's expected. But if you start having diabetes and your scores are not in check, if you haven't been to a doctor in a couple of years, they're going to require that. And then they're going to look, and this is, it's actually is a really good point that you raised. The insurance companies are going to look at your health records. A, they're going to pull them up, and B, they're going to require them. Yeah. We all know better than the insurance company our conditions. Yeah. We know what medication was prescribed, even if we don't take it. And that's in a record somewhere. Right. So if you take multiple medications, if you've been prescribed multiple medications, if you have some history of health conditions, cancer, other things, heart issues, then what's really important is that you do talk to a knowledgeable long-term care insurance specialist. Because they understand, because that's all that they do, they understand the nuances of this business. Okay. And they can go to the health underwriter before you apply and say, I have a client that's got this issue and this condition in their record. Will you take a look at it? Because you don't want to be declined. It costs the insurer anywhere from $600 to $800 to underwrite an individual. Most people are couples. So now you're talking about $1,200 to $1,500 to underwrite a policy. If you've been declined by one company, some insurers will automatically say, we don't want to spend the money. So if you have some health insurers, it really really pays to start talking to a specialist first.
Got it. And so what if they went that right. Well, no, I wouldn't even say that. I'm going to ask a separate question. Is the underwriting to get the life insurance with the, you know, rider different or less rigorous?
It's about the same today. You know, they'll sort of look at different things because, you know, in insurance terms, they're what are called comorbids, which, you know,
it's a terrible word to begin with.
It's a terrible word, but it's morbidity, you know. So on a life insurance policy, they're concerned about what's going to kill you.
Yeah.
And then what will keep you alive a long time and make you likely care. Yeah. But they're more concerned with what's going to kill you. On the long-term care insurance side, if you want to buy this and they know that you're going to die in 3 years, they look and say, come on, you know, but you're being kind of glib. But so there are similarities and differences.
Got it. Okay. Well, that makes sense. All right. Well, I think this has been great information. Is there anything else you think, Jesse, that we should be able to?
No, if I can, the association's website.
Of course, very easy of course.
So it's just go to www.aaltci.org. It's the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. It's just the initials.
Awesome.
So aaltci.org. And maybe, if you post this or you can put a link or whatever, there's information there.
That's great. I didn't even know that such an organization exists, which is so great for consumers to find out.
Good.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's an important topic. And I appreciate you and everybody having interest in it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. Thank you so much for all the information. And if any of you ever have questions on this topic, please, please, please call me and then I'll guide you as to who to talk to in terms of this topic, because it's super important and you should know, at least make some informed decisions for yourself and for your family.